CyberWorks Podcast. Learn anytime, anyplace.
Welcome to the next edition of the CyberWorks e-learning podcast series. My name is Mary Kay Laferno, and I'm the marketing director at CyberWorks, and I'm your host today. CyberWorks specializes in custom e-learning solutions, learning management systems, and custom e-learning development for corporations, governments, and nonprofits. In this episode, we will talk with Stephanie Norton, Principal Consultant at 21 CFR Consulting, LLC. Stephanie recently co-wrote a white paper with Dave Boggs, CEO of CyberWorks, about 21 CFR Part 11 compliance as it relates to learning management systems that are used to track and manage compliance training.
You here on the CyberWorks e-learning podcast series. How are you?
I'm fantastic, Mary Kay. Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, it's great to have you. You know, can you tell our audience about yourself and what you do? I think it's pretty interesting.
Thanks, Mary Kay. As you mentioned, I'm the principal consultant for 21 CFR Consulting. We started back in 2003 with over 20 years of combined IT and regulatory compliance experience with one thing in mind: provide quality software compliance services to small and mid-sized life science companies, as well as their software vendors. To date, we have succeeded and continue to achieve that goal by providing consultants knowledgeable in the software compliance requirements of 21 CFR Part 11, like we're going to discuss today, 210, 211, GCP for computerized systems, as well as HIPAA and Sarbanes-Oxley.
Wow, that sounds like pretty complicated stuff. How'd you ever get into this type of work, Stephanie?
Well, prior to life science, I worked in information technology, the support and administration side of things for government research and development labs and the legal sectors. Then in 97, I went to work for a small biotech company, and a few months later, Part 11 came out. Well, I sat down and read over the regulation and said, shouldn't we be doing something for this? My boss replied with, yep, now go figure it out.
Yeah.
Well, 11 years later, I'm still trying to help companies figure it out.
Okay. All right. Well, yeah, that's usually how things happen, isn't it? All right, to help our audience understand, tell us what type of companies are subject to Title 21 CFR Part 11 regulations.
The regulation states that Part 11 applies to any paper records required by statute or agency regulations, provided that electronic records may be used in lieu of paper records, and electronic signatures can be considered equivalent to fully handwritten signatures. Mm. So what does that mean? What that basically means is Part 11 applies to any FDA-regulated company that chooses to submit, sign, or retain records electronically versus in paper format. Mm. So really, anybody that's required by the FDA, so that's biotech, pharmaceutical companies, medical device companies, blood companies such as the American Red Cross, anybody that decides to get rid of their paper and go electronic, they're required to follow 21 CFR Part 11.
All right. Well, you recently co-wrote a white paper with Dave Boggs that discusses 21 CFR Part 11 as it relates to learning management systems technology that's used to track and manage training and compliance training. I know we don't really want to get too far into the white paper because we want people to download it and to read it, but many companies seem to incorrectly believe that compliance is just a matter of, you know, buying the right kind of software. Well, it's actually a whole lot more than that. Is that really true, or do companies in this market segment really understand Title 21 CFR Part 11 as it relates to their business and operations?
Well, the industry as a whole is getting more and more educated on Part 11. But when we start working with third-party software vendors, it's still a bit confusing as far as expectations go. There are many companies who honestly believe if they buy an application from a vendor that has been selling to the regulated industry, that the application will be validated as the term validation is defined by the FDA, and therefore compliant. Unfortunately, this just isn't true. Compliancy is larger than just the application. It's the whole system: people, process, hardware, and software. Or as we talk about in the white paper, corporate policies, end user procedures, and the implemented technology.
Okay. I wonder if officers at the C-level really understand that the responsibility for compliance ultimately falls on the company itself and not technology providers. What's been your experience, and how do you address this when you're working with a corporation?
Well, you're right. Typically, the company wants to put it back on the technology provider, but really it's an educational process. This regulation is strictly based on the use of technology, which is very different than any other regulation that's come out to date. So it makes sense that a lot of companies assume, or at least hope, that technology alone will meet the requirements. But as we've talked about, it's more than that, which is really where the education process comes in.
Okay. Well, Stephanie, I know you're a busy lady and you have to go. So is there anything else you'd like to share about Title 21 CFR Part 11 before we close?
Sure. Companies should really ensure the software they purchase is built for compliancy. And since Part 11 is more than just technology, they need to educate themselves on the policy and procedural requirements so they can create corporate policy that both mitigates risk and fits their culture. Policy and procedure is not one size fits all, neither is technology. The validation policy from one of the top three pharmas is going to be very different than one that comes out of a small 50-person biotech.
Well, that makes a lot of sense, Stephanie. You know what? It's been great to have you here. This is terrific information. Have a wonderful week.
You too. Thanks, Mary Kay. It's been great chatting with you today.
Thanks for listening to today's podcast about 21 CFR Part 11 as it relates to learning management systems used to track and manage compliance training. We talked with Stephanie Norton, Principal Consultant at 21 CFR Consulting, LLC, on the CyberWorks e-learning podcast series. Have a great day.
CyberWorks Podcast. Learn anytime, anyplace.